Radio.com.
Tres Rios Silver was founded in 1997. Our goal today remains the same as it was back then, to provide you, our customer, with a quality custom buckle at an affordable price. From 1 to 100, our buckles are all made one at a time by hand. Our only limit is your imagination. Give us a call today at 800-550-7535 and let us help you design your next trophy buckle. That's Tres Rios Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TresRiosSilver.com. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls.
Rebecca Lawler Limited is the culmination of a lifelong dream for philanthropist and designer Rebecca Lawler. She designed her patented, unique glass heart, which is handcrafted by glass artists in Virginia. Placed in the center is a brilliant gem. The heart can be worn with the Rebecca Lawler Limited signature ribbon or an awareness ribbon of choice. To join the mission of the Hearts of Hope Foundation and add a Rebecca Lawler signature heart to your own personal style, go to RebeccaLawlerLimited.com. That's RebeccaLawlerLimited.com.
Weston Company Jewelry is a family-owned and operated business with a close eye on all the latest trends. Beautiful pieces created with you in mind. Dress up, dress down. Jill and her staff are constantly creating new designs that set the fashion world on fire. Be sure to check out their Facebook page and then go to sales at WestonCompanyJewelry.com and click on store search. We're betting you will fall in love. A big thank you to Weston Company for providing our ambassadors with that special piece to accent their wardrobe and the Western way of life they live. Stand out in the crowd. We're Weston Company.
She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls is proud to have as our charity of choice, Man Up Crusade. Man Up is working in the Western world to reduce domestic violence in society and contribute to social change by promoting safe and healthy relationships. Growing up in a violent home is one of the most terrifying and traumatic experiences a child can go through. Let's work together to help those afflicted to stand and know they're not alone. Find out more at ManUpCrusade.com. Take a stand and break the cycle of domestic violence.
This is 4 Radio, a media platform used to elevate voices and empower dreams.
All right, rodeo fans, it's time for She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Introducing your host, Becky Christensen, and co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shiel. Hey, let's ride.
Well, everybody, and welcome to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I just want to say thank you so much if you are tuning in this lovely July evening. There's two ways to find us. You can find us on our website, www.shesgonecountry.us. Click the media link, and the drop-down should take you to our radio show tab. You can listen to us live there or any of our archives that we've brought to you in the past. Or you can find us by calling in live from any Bluetooth or cell phone or landline at 347-857-3760. If you have done that tonight and you're listening to us live, be sure to press 1 if you want to come in and join the conversation. That takes you to our host, Q, and to our producer, Maria DiGiovanni, and she'll let us know you're on the air so you can come on and visit with our guest tonight. Joining me tonight and who has filled the gap for me while I've been away is my lovely and most wonderful aunt and co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shiel. Vicki, are you there?
I am, Becky. Good evening, everyone. We've got a great show lined up. And, you know, Becky, I just keep getting more excited as I think the year goes on and our association with the ERA and all the, you know, the fun and new things that are going to be happening down the road.
You know, it's so true. We, you know, we are living in very interesting times. And as you all know, everything evolves, everything changes. And it's really just a matter of, can you go with the flow and can you go with the change or are you going to, you know, kind of just, you know, stay where you're at? I really think it's important in this day and age because things change so fast and things grow. And with social media and the way the world works today, it's really important to be able to maneuver with change because change brings great things. And I think for the sport of rodeo, especially where it's been and where it's gone and where it's going, we all love the sport and we all just want to see it thrive and survive and be fruitful for those that are competing and those that are coming up. So with that,
Absolutely.
We have partnered. Yeah. And we are really excited because we got to partner with the ERA. And so once a month, we are highlighting one of their athletes that are out on the tour. And we've had a few in the last couple months. And so you'll see it more consistently about the second week of each month. And, you know, we had the 4th of July, so we didn't have any show last week. And then Aunt Vicki, you and our beautiful ambassador from Oklahoma, Candace Bates Parker, if I'm saying, I always pronounce your last name incorrectly, came on the show, and that was a great show. And so here we are. We're back to ERA Monday once again. And tonight
Before we get started, honey, because I know our guest is waiting in the wings and I'm excited to bring him on, but just a little footnote that all of us here at She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls, we just want to lift up our nation, Dallas, Texas, all of those that are suffering, and just pray for peace and just for a feeling of calmness to come over everyone. It's trying times in our country today.
You know, it really is, and we try so hard at She's Gone Country, CB Cowgirls, to make sure that we, you know, always stay positive, always stay uplifting and encouraging, but, you know, we are who we are, and you will find that we will state our opinions and our facts and what we believe, and we just love Texas. And, you know, I'm up in the Northwest, and Vicki's down in Texas. Our guest is right in between in Oklahoma, and so, you know, we want to see America great again. How's that?
Perfect.
So with that being said, and no further ado, I want to bring on our guest tonight. He has been around rodeo, PRCA and so forth since I'm not going to say way back because I don't want to date him. I'm still older than he is. And that is from 1995 is when he joined the PRCA and really went out and made a name for himself. He was very well known within the collegiate ranks. He had a full ride scholarship to the University of Wyoming for a rodeo scholarship. And so I want to welcome to our show, ERA Athlete Profile this week is steer wrestler Sean Mulligan. Sean, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Thanks for having me, Becky and Vicki.
You betcha. I told you this is going to be really easy because we talk a lot.
That's good because I'm not very good about talking.
So, Sean, you know, this has been a pretty exciting venture for you this year, joining the ERA, and, you know, you are a veteran in rodeo, and this is just another shift in the industry. Tell us a little bit about Sean and a little bit about you coming up the ranks and how you got started in rodeo.
Well, I got started in rodeo. My father rodeoed. He mainly stuck around the house in amateur rodeo back in Nebraska, and he made the NARC finals that used to be in Denver. To me, back then, it felt like the NFR. And, of course, my grandpa, he rodeoed too, so I guess I'm third-generation rodeo cowboy. So, of course, started in high school. I did a little bit. And then in high school, I really got going, really got steer wrestling, and I just fell in love with it. And it's just something I really enjoyed doing and had a passion for. And I was fortunate enough to have some success in high school that got me a college scholarship, which got me a college degree. And I think that's real important for young kids coming up to go ahead and go take that college route and get your degree. And then I was fortunate enough again to have some good people to meet and help me out to get started in the professionally.
Well, and Sean, you went to the University of Wyoming. You're from, is it North Dakota? No, Nebraska, but you're currently residing in Oklahoma. So you stayed there in the Midwest. And your degree's in, which let's note on that, is on agribusiness. So what do you find that you're going to find the most useful for that degree? Do you ranch? Do you farm? Do you run a steer wrestling horse? You know, what do you do with it?
We run a breeding, we have a stud named Lion Sheriff Fame here in Oklahoma, and so we stand him ourselves. My wife's a breeding manager, farm's called Pride Farms, and we have about 25 mares that we of our own, and then of course we breed outside mares also. So that keeps us pretty busy in the springtime. We raise our colts up, and it's kind of a family deal. Everybody kind of pitches in and helps, you know, we kind of, if the breaking the horses and training them, mainly barrel horses. But like both, I have two of my steer wrestling horses are by Lion's Share of Fame, so that's been fun and exciting. And kind of raising the horses you compete on, it's kind of a fun deal.
Well, Sean, this is Vicki, and just listening to you, you know, talk about, you know, your horses and raising them, and that has to be very satisfying, you know, to know that you compete at the top level you are, and you're on horses that you have raised yourself. I don't think there's probably a lot of other steer wrestlers that can actually say that.
Yeah, it's been fun. It's been challenging at times, but it's really been satisfying and something that I'm really proud of.
Well, and now tell us a little bit about, because, you know, as you've done that, tell us a little bit about your own special horse. You've got a horse you call him Crabby Abby, is that correct? I thought that was
That's
a
correct.
Great name.
Yeah. My sister actually owns the mare. Yeah, it's funny. She's just a nice, real solid mare, and she likes to pin her ears a lot. So, and she's not a mean horse at all. In fact, the kind of when I got to calling her that was when I score steers on her, she'll pin her ears back like she. So that kind of got her that nickname of Crabby Abby.
Well, you know, and every horse has their own personality. So it's funny when you hear, you know, when you mesh with your horse, what you come up with a name for him. And I just thought that was a cute name, so I had to highlight that. So,
yeah.
Well, you know what, Vicki? Vicki, I was just going to make a comment, you know, listening to Sean talk about his horse. The thing is that when horses are really tuned in, a lot of times you'll see them just lay their ears back. I really think it's because they are just zoned, you know.
It could be.
Well, so now tell me a little bit about, you know, you talked about college rodeo and coming up the ranks. You've been what I would call consistent. I looked through and kind of looked back over your career in rodeo, and you have a very consistent pattern. You've made it to the NFR 4 times. You've had 7 tour qualifications. Tell us how that's been. You. With that consistency and then moving into the ERA?
Yeah, that's another thing. It's kind of good and bad. I've been consistently in the top 25, but not the top 15 through my career. So, you know, there wasn't hardly a year that I haven't been in the top 25 in standings. But, and then again, there isn't very many guys that can say they've done that through 15 years of going down the road. So I've been lucky with the injuries. I've been pretty fortunate not to have any injuries. And then also the people that I've rodeoed with through my career have been great people. I've gotten to rodeo with the likes of Rod Lyman and Lane Churchill. And just and the thing about the steer wrestlers in general, they really help each other out a lot. So I think back to over the years, and you know, with Rod Lyman and Todd Soonan was a huge help with me. Even I remember the first bulldogging school I went to. It was Paul Cleveland School in Ogallala, Nebraska, and I didn't know anybody. And Todd Soonan was there, and we broke for lunch, and I was kind of walking back, you know, to go to lunch by myself, and he said, "No, come on with us." So. That's kind of how all steer wrestlers are, and it's made me love the sport even more.
Well, it's important to have those mentors coming up in the ranks. And I know, Sean, you just came back from the National Little Bridges Rodeo Association. Who were you up there cheering on?
Well, I was cheering on a whole bunch of nieces and nephews. We had a great time. They won a bunch of buckles, and they all competed real well. The Matt Zancanella, he's a really good rower. My brother, Keithley, she placed in the barrels and the poles. She ended up 4th and 5th in the nation, I believe, in those two events. She missed her flag in the short round the other day. That was heartbreaking. So, but she's a true competitor, and Junior D's, he's actually roping with Matt right now. He's he won the world in the senior team roping and the senior ribbon roping and won the all round also. And then my niece, I have two other nieces and nephews that were in it, Rhett and Bailey Witt. So, and they,
awesome.
They
wow.
both did well too. So it was fun watching them all.
Well, you know, Sean, this is Vicki, and there's nothing more fun than the National Little Bridges Rodeo. I've been there before watching my grandson take his Tatum, and all those youngsters full of heart and desire and drive. And so it's a great training ground for tomorrow's rodeo athletes. And with that in mind, Vicki, I think it's time we'll take a break and come back in just a few moments.
Sounds good.
ForRadio.com.
American Hat Company is known throughout the world as the hat preferred by rodeo champions, ranchers, everyday cowboys, cowgirls, and rodeo fans. From the arena to the boardroom, no one does it better. Handmade in Bowie, Texas, American hats are made with tradition in the old-fashioned way. From the finest in felts to the best in straws, there is an American hat for every occasion. The CB Cowgirls are proud to have our ambassadors wearing the number one hat in the world. Thank you, American Hat. Find your own American hat at your favorite retailer. American Hats, handcrafted since 1950. Fuel Up is proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. Fuel is for all of you that are on the go and want to feel your very best. The Fuel product line was created with your active lifestyle in mind. Strengthen your body for increased performance, increase your health and vitality with essential nutrients, and create and maintain a lean body. All this with one amazing product. Throw all the others away. Fuel is all you will ever need. Remember to eat healthy and exercise regularly. For more information, find us on the web at fuelup.com.
In today's busy world, it's nice to know that help is just a moment away. Andrea at Rodeo Spot Marketing is your one-stop shop. Full-service web and graphic design service, along with photo projects, printing services, marketing, and promotional. Let their staff take the stress off you and put a smile on your face. Always creative, always competitive priced, always working for you. That's Rodeo Spot Marketing. Find them at RodeoSpot.com. Tell Andrea the CB Cowgirls sent you.
ForRadio.com.
Welcome back to She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. This is your host, Becky Christensen, and I'm joined tonight with my co-host, Vicki Christensen O'Shield. And we are taking tonight and highlighting the ERA Rodeo Association, an athlete profile tonight. And we are visiting with steer wrestler from the ERA, Sean Mulligan. Sean, thank you so much for joining us tonight.
You bet. Thanks for having me.
Now, I am going to say, just for listening purposes, I know you are probably outside, so I'm going to tell you to put one foot up, touch your nose, and one hand in the air, because just to make sure your reception stays good and we can hear you clearly for our listeners. But no, it's great. You've been visiting with Aunt Vicki and I over the first part of the show about, you know, you're coming up and your mentorships and being able to be there for your nieces and nephews. And as we transition, I want to talk about moving into the ERA and what that has been like for you this last few months and starting this new tour. And, you know, in reading about you and your history and your legacy in rodeo that you've already created, two things that you said, you were quoted as saying as important to the younger generation. And that was work hard and never quit. If you do these two things, it is impossible not to succeed. And then the other one, which really hit home, and I just thought, you know, wow, he's really practicing what he preaches, and that was don't be afraid to take risk and dream big. So with that, will you share a little bit about that statement and you yourself taking that risk moving into the ERA?
Yeah, and when I made the commitment to the ERA, you know, I knew what I was going to lose. I was going to lose out on being able to go to some rodeos, and hazing's been a big part of my career here the last 5 years or so. So, you know, I was going to lose out on that. But the experience I've had with the ERA in these first few rodeos we've had is just, it's unbelievable. It's every performance feels like a short round or a round at the NFR. And not only that, but the camaraderie between all the events has just been phenomenal. I've gotten to know bull riders and bareback riders and even the calf ropers and team ropers. You just get to know everybody so much better than I did before. And everybody just is enjoying the competition. Everybody's enjoying watching the top notch in each event. And it's just, it's been a blast to be able to do that. And it's been very rewarding to me.
Well, Sean, this is Vicki. And just listening to what you just said, you know, takes us back, you know, many years ago when, you know, rodeo, when everyone, you know, traveled from one rodeo to the other, and they spent that week together. And the camaraderie that you're talking about is reminiscent of rodeo's roots. And it's evident when we watch the ERA on TV and we see timed events down at the bucking chutes, and we see the bucking chutes cowboys down at the timed event chutes. It's really phenomenal. It just really makes your heart smile.
Yeah.
Well,
it's just, go ahead.
No, go ahead, Sean.
I was just, you know, saying how much fun it's been, and how much, you know, it's amazing how much everybody enjoys each other's events. And it's during these ERA rodeos, we've had time and a chance to be able to really get into watching the bronc riding or watching the bull riding. And it's funny how much the bronc riders or the bull riders enjoy watching the calf roping or the team roping, you know. So it's been fun, and it shows you how much each and every one of us that is in the RA loves the sport of rodeo in general.
And that's what, you know, this is Becky, and that's what I was thinking about, is it really kind of takes you back to those younger days when you were traveling, you know, in college and then high school, or with your parents, like we were third generation, it reminds you of, oh, wow, you know, I'm slowing down a little bit. I get to take a breather, look up, and really enjoy my surroundings and where I'm at right now. And speaking of right now, I want to take just a real quick pause. I want to just extend a happy birthday to another ER athlete, and it's Ryan Gray, bareback rider. Ryan Gray's birthday today. So, Ryan, if you're listening, he's up here. He's a Northwest Cowboy. I just wanted to wish him a happy birthday. So,
happy birthday, Ryan.
Another thing I wanted to ask you, Sean, is what has it been like? Is it a different vibe as you go to these different tour stops and you're competing against the exact same cowboys each and every time? Because, I mean, when you go to – you start hitting those rodeos come summertime and all the different circuits that you're hitting within the PRC, you're coming up against – you never know really who's going to be that draw. There may be a few, but there's a lot of different rodeos going on. Here it's really focused, and it's the same top 12 cowboys. So is there an advantage to that, where maybe you're getting to see each other a little bit more and learning how you guys compete, or is it a disadvantage because of the same reason?
Neither, I guess. we had the same steers, and that was more of, I guess, an advantage, and I mean, kind of both ways. Seeing the same steers every week. By the Amarillo or Albuquerque, by that rodeo, we kind of knew, you almost knew what you had before you ran them, if that makes sense.
Yep.
And so that was kind of the biggest deal. And so we'll see next week at Salt Lake, we'll see a new set of steers. And that'll be fun.
Fresh.
But as far as competition, yes, fresh. So as far as competition wise, seeing the same guys, it's just, you know, you just end up giving each other just more of a hard time, I guess.
Well, and, you know, I know that you are currently sitting eighth going in the race to Dallas, which is going to be the finals will be in Dallas at the American Airlines Center November 9th through 13th. And you've got – the ERA's got these new qualifying series. And I love it because the ERA Premier Tour is noted as where the biggest names in cowboy come to ride. And so I don't know if you can share a whole lot with us, but maybe if you could touch on a little bit for our listeners, because this is so new, with the qualifier series. So you have the Mesquite qualifier series, and then you have the Salt Lake coming up at the Days of 47. Now, that Days of 47 qualifier feeds into Mesquite to get you to Dallas. Is that correct?
That's correct. I believe they're taking the top two fastest times of each head on my finals in Mesquite. I could be wrong about that. I'm not sure. Also, the prize money at Salt Lake is going to be outstanding. Each night pays $3,600. So if you only have to beat 10 guys to win that each night. So that's pretty outstanding. And on the Mesquite deal, I don't know if people realize how much of an opportunity it is. They're going to take two people out of each event at Mesquite to be able to compete at Dallas at the ERA World Finals in November. And that is going to be five rounds paying over $20,000 a night. So that is a huge opportunity for cowboys and cowgirls to get into. So I'm really excited about it. I'm excited that anybody has the opportunity to compete there and to move on into the World Finals this year. And I don't know if, I'm really not sure if people realize that the opportunity is out there, but that is for this year. You will be able to qualify to go to the World Finals this year in November and compete. So that is a huge deal. And, you just don't come up with them opportunities in rodeo very often. And that's what the ERA is about, is creating new and more opportunities for cowboys and cowgirls to make money.
And you definitely see that. I know Aunt Vicki and I have discussed that, and we definitely agree that it is definitely more opportunity. And you guys are just rolling, with the flow, and it's growing, and it's going to continue to grow. And I believe it's going to be a great association. As great as it is now in its first year, it's only going to get better. There's so many great things that you've been adding in. I know you guys are going to be in Sheridan, Wyoming, September 3rd, and then you're on to St. Louis, September 9th and 10th, and after that it's in Atlanta the first weekend in October. So you guys are going to be hitting the Midwest, heading towards the east side. I recommend anyone catch it on Fox on Wednesday nights. If you're in Salt Lake, get to Days of 47. Our ambassador will be there to catch some interviews, our Utah ambassador, so that will be fun. We're about out of time. As I said, Aunt Vicki and I, we make the time go real fast for our guests so we don't keep you too tied up for your evening. But I do have one final question before I turn over Aunt Vicki to close it out. And that is, with the ability to take a little bit more time off this summer, a couple of your hobbies I saw were skiing, wakeboarding, and cooking. Have you been able to enjoy a little bit more of that this summer since you haven't been so busy going nonstop to several different rodeos?
Yeah, I made it to the lake a couple extra times this earlier this summer. So we're pretty busy till the 1st of July with breeding season, but it's been hot, so it's been thankful we've been able to get out to the lake a couple times. The one thing I've told everybody, they always ask me, are you bored? And for some reason, I feel I'm more busy now than I was when I was rodeoing full time. So. I don't know why
that
is.
Honey
but
do list, the honey do list crew.
Yeah. I don't know how she did it when I was gone and run this place, because it's a lot of work, and I'm really realizing how much work it really is to keep everything up around here.
Teamwork.
Yeah, and I'm sure the ERA wives are very, very happy to have you guys home a little bit more in that summer run. So, Sean, we appreciate you so much for tuning and coming in and joining us tonight and tuning in with our guests and visiting with us this Monday. I'm going to say goodnight to you and goodnight to our guests and say thank you for tuning in. And I'm going to turn it over to my Aunt Vicki to close out. So everyone have a great night, and I'll see you next week.
Thank you, Becky. Sean, thank you so much for being with us. Thank you, listeners. It has been absolutely a fantastic evening. We wish you well, and we'll be keeping up with you on the ERA tour, Sean. Good night, everyone, and here's Crystal Lyons with a little cowgirl logic. God bless.
Crystal Lyons here with anytime we go through something devastating like a divorce, tragedy of any kind, a loss of income, etc., it does more than rattle our cage. It assaults our destiny. We become bombarded with thoughts that make us wonder who in the world we are. The reason it assaults our identity is diabolical. The devil knows something we may not yet know. Our identity determines our destiny. A person who has an identity has purpose. Within purpose is the DNA of destiny. The enemy is after your identity. If he can get you to give up your identity, he can steal your destiny. If your identity is in your job, lose your job and identity is lost. If your identity is in your marriage, go through a divorce and your identity is vaporized. Who are you? You're not your job. Your job is what you do, but not who you are. That's why it's so important that our identity is secure in God. I'm His. I'm sold out to the King, and I'm totally and completely loved by Him. And my purpose is only discovered in Him. Therefore, my life can change, but I stay strong. My duties in life can alter, but it doesn't shake who I am. If our identity can't be altered, neither can our destiny. That makes a person extremely dangerous to the enemy. Next time you go through a trial of some sort that attacks who you are, remember it's not simply about whatever it is you are going through at the moment. It's ultimately about your destiny. If that trial makes you bitter, you're sunk. Who you are is extremely important to God. Make sure that the changes inside you are of heavenly origin. Protect your God-breathed identity, and you protect your destiny. I'm Crystal Lyons, and this is Cowgirl Logic. For more, go to cowgirllogic.net.
All of us here at Trust Rio Silver are proud to offer a complete award lineup. From saddles, tack, and all in between, Trust Rios is your one-stop shop. Give the shop a call today to discuss your association award needs with one of our family design staff. And don't forget to shop online with us for that special gift. Our new online store features beautiful jewelry, tees, caps, and much more. Proud to be part of She's Gone Country with the CB Cowgirls. That's Trust Rio Silver, Llano, Texas. Find us on Facebook or at TrustRioSilver.com. She's Gone Country is proud to have as our charity of choice the Rodeo Historical Society. Working under the National Cowboy and Western Heritage Museum of Oklahoma City, RHS members from around the world share an interest in preserving the history of rodeo. Membership supports the rodeo programs, the American Rodeo Gallery, and the prestigious Rodeo Hall of Fame. A visit to Persimmon Hill and the museum is truly like taking a step back in time. Join us at SGC in supporting the Western way of life by becoming a member today. For more information, email shaysmichael@nationalcowboymuseum.org.
ForRadio.com.